cause I've always been. Why they always wanna hate when the love is? Hear me now, my check, it was 1, 2. One more, I want enough, so I had to get. I remember when they said nothing in life is. Evil spirits cannot enter when your soul is. MJ said he got the tunes, I should pull a pack. Every time I bust a lyric, I've been feeling so. Every time I'm on the stage, I've been feeling so. Auntie Simbi, what she call me when my knees turn. Used to bump the train to college, I would travel for. Never miss a countdown, it was 5, 4. 2, 1, take off in the air, shout my brother's locked in the can, trying to get. There's a war outside, pray the people go. Shout my brother's locked in the can, trying to get. There's a war outside, pray the people go. Shout my brother's locked in the can, trying to get. Said there's a war outside, pray the people go. Shout my brother's locked in the can, trying to get.
Little Sims with the song Free. And this is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good morning. You're listening to Headwaters. You can catch it every Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. and on Friday mornings from 9 until 10. And then Malachi Coons will bring you Minnesota Mixtape from 10 until 11. That's tomorrow morning. Do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. Coming up at 1 o'clock today will be your volunteer on the river host, John Henningsgaard, right out of these downtown Bemidji KBXE studios. And then tonight from 7 to 10, it'll be Steve Ross with the Dead Set. Weather in the listening area today, increasing clouds with a slight chance of rain, highs in the mid to upper 60s, breezy south winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 40s, gusting winds up to 20 miles per hour. More of the same tomorrow, Friday, sunny, highs in the upper 50s, low 60s, breezy northwest winds 10 to 20. And Saturday, another gorgeous fall day, sunny with temps in the low to mid 60s. Our KAXE question of the week is, the KAXE news team has been covering cuts to libraries in our region in Grand Rapids and Bemidji. This week, we are gathering stories about what libraries mean to you. Text us at 218-326-1234. And KAXE started without federal funding in 1976, and today, nearly 50 years later, we find ourselves in the same place again. It's a powerful reminder that this station has always been people-powered, and today, that need is even greater. Join us at KAXE.org. This is a brand new song to the station and to our ears, and shout out to Cassandra, who threw the tune our way, whether intentionally or not, we heard it, and now it's part of our catalog here at the station. The group is called Blue Moon Marquee, and they feature the Northern Cree First Nations drum group on this track. It's called Put Your Feathers On, right here on Headwaters.
We go dance. across. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and the long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. When you've done a line or two, everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. Plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Oh, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Natalie Bergman with the song My Home Is Not in This World off her album of the same title. Before that, Leonard Cohen, Everybody Knows, and a brand new single from a group called Blue Moon Marquee featuring the Northern Cree First Nations drum group. The tune was called Put Your Feathers On. You are tuned into Headwaters, your source for the nicest sounds from all the towns. I'm your host, DJ Dang, and this is People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. We receive support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursday starting at 6:30. More on Facebook. And support comes from Grandma's Attic Antique Mall in downtown Bemidji, four blocks west of Paul and Babe. Over 42 vendors offer a collection of vintage and primitive items. New stock arrives daily. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and on Sundays in December. More on Facebook at Grandma's Attic Antiques, Bemidji. Trinity Lutheran Church on Highway 71 in Lake George has a Lutefisk supper Saturday, October 11th from 4 to 7:30. They will also serve lefse, Swedish meatballs, pie, and more. Local businesses, you can help defend the future of KAXE and keep People Powered Radio on the air with your sponsorship dollars. Visit KAXE.org/give to learn about sponsorship options. A big thank you to all our current business sponsors. And we receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Coming up in about 12 minutes will be our monthly music discussion. Spin That Ish, it's called this month, and that features Kari Hedlund, Malachi Coons, and myself, DJ Dang. And that'll be coming up at 10:30. Right now, we're going to celebrate the birthday of Polly Harvey, known to all of us as PJ Harvey. Born on this day in 1970, and we are going to hear the song Send His Love to Me. Happy birthday, PJ.
Tell me, lover, why? Hello.
Abbreviated for the dopery.
My poetry don't deserve flowers, deserves potpourri. Word to Doberg off the poetry to stop the sting like a broken bee. Runaways versus overseas, we've been doing this.
Brand new single from Lupe Fiasco, sending out an SOS from the streets of Chicago. Before that, out of New Orleans, Chawa featuring legendary soul queen Irma Thomas on Why You Wanna Do Me Like That. And happy birthday to Polly Jean Harvey. PJ Harvey, send his love to me. We received support from Patterson's Clothing in downtown Bemidji, an apparel retailer serving the Northwood since 1930. Patterson's features clothing from brands such as Cool, Patagonia, Darn Tough, and Smartwool. Patterson'sClothing.com. And without further ado, it is time for our monthly music recap, going by Spin That Ish this month. And this is Kari Headland, Malachi Coons, and myself, DJ Dang, talking about things that we liked musically in the last month.
Ah, nice haircut. Looking fresh, clean.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks old, man.
Huh. Okay, well, you've been wearing hats. Take a compliment, man.
I gotta be a...
I was born that way.
I always knew you were a Gaga fan. And we're all gonna do our best Jeff Tweedy
woo!
Woo! Impression.
Woo!
Jeez.
Are you trying to get us all to wear hearing aids?
Bro, my eardrums. Gotta go away from the mic a little bit.
Rock and roll ain't never gonna lose, the man says.
Touche.
Join me in my hearing loss.
Touche. Remind me to turn this down a little.
All right, we ready?
Why don't we have a name for this thing?
Because we just don't.
Eric Mann, so.
Yeah,
what did he say?
I don't remember.
It's turntable
what it...
something.
Rewind.
Flipping the turntable? No. Rewind.
Spin that.
Spin that.
Spin that ish.
Spin that ish. I like that.
Should we do that? Yeah.
Spin
is
that.
Is that too edgy for us?
I kind of like it.
Let's just spin that ish.
We could have a different name every month.
Yeah.
I kind of actually like that. I think that that might be the way to go. It was hard, so I quit.
Love that. Sometimes that's not a bad mindset to have. Anyway.
That's my coach's motto with the soccer team. Girls, it's hard, just quit.
Yeah.
Should be. Should be here to have
really
fun.
Really instilling some good work ethic.
It's better to have fun.
Perseverance is overrated.
True.
I mean. That's kind of true.
Okay, spin that ish.
All right, this is Spin That Ish with the KAXE Music.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
And over this recap, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite albums and songs released in September and kind of what we're digging into on our own time. So let's dig right into it. Malachi, why don't you start it off with your song pick for the month?
Sometimes I hit my head all day. And I didn't know what
But what's your song?
And I didn't know what that meant when I first heard this song. But after reading about it, it's about kind of just every time you open your phone, you get blasted by God knows what. It's about like social media and phone addiction. And when I think about it more and more, I really like it. And especially the part where she's like, I feel like it's sort of like her detached style really kind of mirrors what it's like to just aimlessly scroll through the internet, which may happen to you, maybe not. Maybe you have a better relationship with your telephone than I do. But this song's been hitting and it's funky. Simple.
New music from Dry Cleaning. I haven't listened to the lyrics or looked up the lyrics to that song yet. It just was released at the end of September. Didn't realize that was what it was about. I feel like that song, especially there's like a transition in there that feels very maybe like Depeche Mode, like 80s, very much of an 80s vibe to it. But I really like that, and I'm going to have to listen to the lyrics now.
Yeah.
I thought the guitar sound was 80s as well. Had
very much.
80s-ish, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the post-punk is a little more, I don't know what you can call the guitar tone, but that's had the same thought, just hadn't gotten it together into that's exactly what it's sounding like. But
so when you were talking about the ha ha, because she does that sort of like,
I forgot to play that part, I guess.
Yeah, I know the
go listen to the full song and you'll hear
go
it.
Go listen to the full song. Yeah, it's like sort of a laugh, but not really.
Yeah.
Like it's like a, which, what do you mean by that tying into the theme of the lyrics? I think I know what you're talking about, but just.
Yeah, okay. So I guess my thoughts on that would be, you know, there's just so much like memes and jokes and things and internet culture. And at times it is funny for sure, but I feel like it's overwhelming. And by the end of like maybe scrolling through something, you kind of find yourself being like, not really like, I don't know. That's how I took it. It's all like,
That's kind of what I was thinking as well. I know.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
Cool.
It does.
Hit my head all day.
Okay, Dan, let's hear yours, your song choice.
I picked Genesis Owusu as a new single out called Pirate Radio. And over the last 3 years, I found him to be a really interesting artist. And he, you kind of never really are sure exactly what a sound is going to be like. I think he initially came out as a rapper, and I wouldn't put him in that category anymore as a rapper. So he's a creative fellow, and I have a long, long, long time love for pirate radio. So as soon as I saw the title of the song and the artist, Genesis Owusu from Australia, I was like, oh yeah, let's go.
My hands just sweat in malice. I bang the gong with a hammer. Blood fingers grip their chalice. Your threats and slurs, kid, I'll show you something crueler. I'll show you something nasty. Inward and deep reflection. These parties closer to a graveyard than a...
Yes, please.
All hail Genesis Owusu.
Yeah. What a banger.
So that song was released on October 1st, which was the first day without Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the defunding of public media. He's not a U.S., you know, he's not from the U.S., but I saw this interview with him talking about just like the imbalance of equity, equality, wealth, the wealth gap that is insane in our society today. And like that this song is like hitting on all of those pieces. It's such a banger.
And I love it when, and for me, maybe this is probably a punk rock thing, but I love it when actual weirdos call normies weirdos, and he does that in the song. He names a name and he says he's a weirdo, and I'm like, yeah, he's totally a weirdo. And Genesis Owusu's got like a red mohawk and all kinds of piercings, and who, you know, dresses up in these really crazy avant-garde extravagant kind of outfits and stuff. So legit weirdo calling a supposed normie an actual weirdo, and that's how I always view things. Like I'm down with the weirdos, you know, like super down with the weirdos.
I have been listening to this loud in my car for the past week. It's so good.
You're just, all of Grand Rapids is vibrating when car is driving around.
Well, that bass line too.
Boom car.
Seriously. Genesis is like, you know, he knows how to bring a bass.
Yeah.
He knows how to bring that driving line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with my song pick from September. This one is off Big Thief's latest album, Double Infinity. Malachi and I were just talking about this last week, that we really didn't spend a ton of time digging into that album. Both big fans of that band, hadn't spent that much time with it. This weekend, I really dug in, and this song I just kept going back to, and I kept wanting to listen to over and over again, because it's How Could I Have Known. It's one of those songs that I feel like it, in listening to it, you know that the creating of it together was one of the, like, a real joyful experience for the band. Like, it's live, it's raw, it's harmonious, it's really just a beautiful love song. It talks about, like, how could I have known what we'd turn into? You remind me of everything beautiful and true. It's just, like, at the core, a really beautiful song. So this is Big Thief, How Could I Have Known.
Oh.
So it's just, it's like the full band playing. To me, that's just like you can feel it sort of like you were an eye on the studio, little fly on the wall.
Yeah, they brought in that big group of people to replace the one bass player who left, not baseball player. But, and it did create this like, that kind of right in the studio vibe. There's so many like those little strings that are going on in the background. I feel like you don't always notice them, but when you have your headphones on, it has, you can hear that there's many, many people making music at once. And yeah, I'm still waiting to have that. Like they, and it's a thing that happens every Big Thief album. They just, everything falls into place at some point and it becomes a favorite. And it just takes like a dedicated listen for it to happen. But such a good songwriter.
Yeah.
I like how she draws out the word walk. And I did not expect Eiffel Tower to be the words that were following that at all. I don't know why. It just struck me. I'm like, oh, you're in Paris now? Yeah. That's weird. That's not where I thought you were.
So.
I love a surprise lyric.
I do too. That's off, yeah, like I said, their latest album, Double Infinity. All right, Malachi, let's hear your next one.
Yeah, I picked this song that it's very much a song I just heard about. I believe last week is when Kari sent this on to Dan and I. And it is a Canadian collaboration between, I keep messing this up, the Blue Moon Marquee. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I swap words in out of those two. But the Blue Moon Marquee, which is new to me. They're a duo from British Columbia. The singer is Matisse Cree. And they teamed up with a powwow and drum circle kind of icon group, Northern Cree. They have won a lot of awards, been around for a long time, put out a lot of different albums and kind of the well-known groups in that world. And so it's the Blue Moon Marquee, I think, have been blues swing for most of their life. This one, they use that kind of like powwow drum, just simple beat. And then he's playing a bluesy guitar riff. And then the, instead of it being like, you know, how sometimes people sing and then the blues guitar like follows it. It's like the Northern Cree singers kind of follow his, the way he's going in the song, which I really like. So, yeah, it's a song called Put Your Feathers On.
That's cool, man. That's cool right there.
I'm looking forward to that album. It's just a cool collaboration.
It has that same raw energy that I was just referencing in that Big Thief song to me. Like, it feels so whole.
Yeah, all in the group just playing together.
Yeah. Shout out to Cassandra in Bemidji for posting this, because that was how I'd found the song, was through her, and ended up following up with them. And so, yeah, hopefully we'll be getting that new album soon.
Yeah,
I think the blues are very strong in that song too.
For sure, it just seems like such a cool fit. And yeah, if thank you, Cassandra. You got suggestions for us? Tips? Send them in.
Yeah,
the way those vocals kick in when Northern Cree comes into the song, it's like just blammo, you know. And it adds such a dynamic part to that song. And that group's no stranger to recording studios. They were on A Tribe Called Red's first record. Now they go by Hallucination, but and I know they record their own traditional music as well. So Northern Cree, they're a big group.
All right, Dan, you're up next.
Well, I want to shout out Andrew DeZingle for this one, because he played it on one of his shows in the last couple weeks, and I was like, what the heck was that? The song's called Lou Reed Was My Babysitter, which already would get me leaning forward and putting my ears right next to the speaker. And the artist's name is Jeff Tweedy, who I'm actually not really a fan of at all. Like, not one little teeny tiny bit. I don't like his bands. I don't like his solo stuff. I haven't liked one little bit. I've tried. I listened to Foxtrot Hotel, whatever that record's called.
Thank you, Foxtrot.
Tried. Oh, yeah. I tried it, because everyone's like, well, you haven't listened to. Well, I have. Okay. And so when I heard this, I was like, dang, this is so good. This is what I kind of was always hoping maybe he would do myself. Because I read his autobiography. It was really good. And of course, you know, he was raised on punk rock. Of course. That's why he's
Chicago,
a country artist now, or Americana artist now, you know, like, so.
Okay, Dan, this validates, because I always assumed that you did not get down with Jeff Tweedy. That was like in my head. I just was like, no, I don't see those. Like, I don't see you getting down with that or Wilco or anything like that. Mm-mm. But then I heard you say that you read the autobiography. So that's interesting to me that you would read that autobiography. But then that you played this song too, I was like, maybe Dan is a Jeff Tweedy. Like, I didn't. So in my head, I was going through all of these things over the last week. So this is actually a very validating conversation.
Wow. You can rest easy tonight.
I can. I've been really concerned.
Yeah. And he grew up in downstate Illinois. So he was a country boy from a small, sure, relatively smallish city in downstate Illinois. But I did meet him once in Chicago. My band was sound checking at Lounge Axe, and his partner and future wife was the booking manager at Lounge Axe Bar in Chicago. And he was just sitting there drinking coffee while my mediocre punk band did our sound check. He's a nice guy.
Wow. Maybe,
so it's not personal.
Maybe
not
he
personal.
Wrote this Lou Reed song just for you. He's like, I gotta win this guy over. Yeah. Let's just think of a check. Lou Reed. There we go.
Okay, before we play this, I also picked the same song that you are talking about. And I'm so curious if we picked the same part of a song. We haven't even previewed this. So we're going to take a listen right now to Lou Reed Was My Babysitter by Jeff Tweedy. This is Dan's pick here.
Rock and roll ain't never gonna die. Rock and roll is dead, but the dead don't die.
At KAXE, every time this song plays, we're all over like, woo!
Yeah, who's got the best Jeff Tweedy? I'm gonna go right now.
Woo!
Ooh.
Woo!
Woo!
There we go.
Because then he also does like
the entire office does that every time it happens. Well, maybe not the entire office, but me. And we do it sometimes.
And Jennifer also pipes in sometimes.
That is really interesting, though. I think it's like for people, Kari, you can dig in further, but you're coming from more of a, you've been a fan.
Yeah.
Dan's coming from not been a fan, and this song is hitting for both of you.
Yes. Well, so this album, Twilight Override, has been released. It's a triple album, which honestly, and I've told Malachi this.
Daunting.
When artists release triple albums, feels a bit self-indulgent.
Yeah.
As a listener, as a fan, sometimes I'm just like, oh, for Pete's sake, that's a lot. I've got to say, this whole album, it's like set up into three different parts. There are so many points in here where there's the very classic kind of slower Jeff Tweedy / Wilco ballads, but there is so many songs where I feel like Jeff is having a hell of a time. Like, he's having fun and he's like just loving making music still, which I don't know. You don't always get that from artists sometimes. And this song in particular hits all of that. Plus, I just like the rock and roll is dead, the dead don't die. So basically, it's not dead. It never dies. Like, that's how I take that to mean.
I didn't include the lyrics in the segment that you just played, but my favorite coupling of lyrics is, I want you to dance into me, spill my drink. I want to feel the kicking in my teeth, my bleeding heart bleeding to the beat. Like, man alive. Like, if you've ever really gotten down at a rock and roll show, that's it right there for me. 100%.
Yep. So I'll play my section here, and we'll see. Is it samesies?
Shake, 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 and feel my shoes untied. This rock and roll ain't never gonna die. Not as long as you and I are alive. Cause rock and roll is dead, but the dead don't die.
Different parts. Okay.
About 5 seconds.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was essentially the same part.
That's okay. It's a fun song. I really, really enjoy that song.
Jeff Tweedy.
Jeff Tweedy, man. New album, Twilight Override.
Right on.
All right. So on to albums now.
Yes. Yes.
Malachi, what is your choice for the album?
I picked the new album from Welsh singer Kate Laban.
Who's also worked with Jeff Tweedy.
Yes, who produced one of his last albums or something like that. She's become, over the last few years, more and more a producer. Kind of has a unique sound, I would say. A very, like, swirling things. Very much an art pop artist, I would say.
But I would say she's a light-handed producer.
Light-handed producer, yeah, you're right. Because
it's not... Some of the albums we've listened to where she is the producer were like, not as weird as we thought it would be.
Yes, that's a good point. We have said that many times, because she can get weird. She can definitely get weird. She started out as very much like a classic pop kind of inspired singer and has gotten steadily weirder and weirder. So the new album is Michelangelo Dying. And it is, I guess she had a long-term relationship that ended. She'd been in L.A. for a while, moved back home to Wales, close to friends, close to family, made this back in Wales. John Cale's actually on the album, not in the song I picked, but Welsh legend, buddies cool. with Lou Reed. So tying back to our earlier one. The song I picked that I think is a good example of the album is called Mother of Riches. And it reminds me a little bit of like, it's got like a gamelan influence, if people know. It's a Indonesian music where there's all these different sets of instruments, and when you like play them, everyone's just playing the same instrument over and over again, and things lock together. So like Steve Reich and Philip Glass kind of draw from that too in their classical music, and there's just a lot of different things that mesh together to make like a groove, and I like it a lot. It's called Mother of Riches. You know, there's almost like a little bit of like, it sounds like someone's hitting like a PVC pipe, the mm-hmm. open end, like the Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
But then she still has a very, like her vocals that come in. She always has this like pop background that is still present. It's just kind of gotten more and more obscured over the years. And the whole album is similar to that.
Well, and vocally, I feel like she kind of is a little bit reminiscent of like Wise Blood, or like where it's sort of ethereal in the, I don't know. To explain that, but that's interesting, like each of the instrumentation doing something different, like kind of in their own wheelhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they all come together and you get a cool groove. So
it made me think of that 4AD sound, like the classic 4AD label mm-hmm. sound, where kind of ethereal, I don't know, foggy is the word, but yeah,
it's
really really beautiful vocals, and then sort of a mix of like really nice sounds with kind of noise in the background.
Yeah,
I want to say it was on 4AD, but anyways, I'll confirm that. I think you were, I know she's been on 4AD in the past, so.
Yeah,
I don't know. You picked that one out. I don't know, yeah, I can't remember, but it definitely has that, you're spot on.
Well, and just being a little bit left of, you know, like left of center, like just a little bit, like it's really beautiful. And to your point, Dan, like dreamy, but like kind of a confusing dream.
Not like a
dreamy pop, you know, that's not like that. I don't
think. When are dreams ever just like straightforward?
I was going to say, are there any other kind of dream other than the confusing kind?
But usually you call pop music that's dreamy, like as being like sort of this beautiful, you know, like flowy sort of sound. But that's not actually how dreams go.
Yeah,
dreams are more accurate.
Yeah,
daydreaming,
like a chaotic
daydreaming, daydream pop.
Daydream pop.
That's what they should.
There we go.
Gosh, it's a good thing we're in music.
I know. Otherwise, I don't have anything for this.
All right, Dan, what's your album?
My album of the week is "Big Money" by John Batiste from New Orleans, and I think this guy is a really, really remarkable artist who's. Could be doing kind of pretty much any kind of sound he wants, I think.
I mean, he just released a classical album last year.
Yeah. I mean, he could do a full jazz record. He can do, I mean, and this record is a mix of ballads. He does a really remarkable song with Randy Newman. It's super cool. And then these up-tempo, when I heard the song that we're about to play, Pinnacle, it made me think of Captain Beefheart, which who knows if John Batiste has ever heard of Captain Beefheart, but it just had a weird ramshackly rhythm to it that was super groovy, but also not like real simple and boring. But, you know, like he just makes the easy things sound so cool because he just knows what he's doing. But I don't know. I'm rambling. I think John Batiste is awesome.
This is Pinnacle was the one you wanted to play and what you were just talking about here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
little guitar riff there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, what is it?
I don't know. Ramshackle's a really good word. Like, you feel like you could stumble upon some kind of like street band playing that kind of shuffle, and you'd just be like, whoa, that's wild.
Getting down. The whole album is, I just actually listened to it before we came in here. And like the song with Randy Newman, like you were saying, that is such a good song.
Yeah, it is.
And even the one with Andra Day, the lead track, that one I feel like is one that will grow on me. But yeah, he's like retro throughout the whole album. There's points of retro quality, but like done in only the way John Batiste does.
Yeah.
Great.
It's kind of wild that the two mainish late night shows have The Roots and John Batiste as their.
It's insane.
Like, I feel like when I was, I don't know who the bands were back in the day, but.
Paul Schaefer was
one. He seemed like a funny guy, actually. But just like as far as they were, I think they were known for their being the house band. Whereas
they were
these
musicians,
two, it's
but not like
right now, it's like just two of incredible groups of like modern music are just up there putzing around every day.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is a little weird.
It's cool, but like
it is weird.
Yeah,
yes, I know.
It's weird.
Yeah, I said that the other day. I'd like, could we cut away from this interview and could they just play music the whole time?
Yeah, right.
I mean, maybe they do. In real, if you're there for a taping, maybe
during the commercials.
Yeah.
You'd think that there had to be some of that so that they're still satisfied as artists.
Moolah, baby.
I know.
Oh,
I mean,
but maybe fair, not. Maybe fair, not.
I
no,
get it.
You're right. You're right. Maybe not.
All right, moving on to mine. Mine is
Transition.
Is the latest album from Geese called Getting Killed. And I have been listening to this one on repeat for about 5 days straight. I love it so much. Cameron Winter is the lyricist and the vocalist, and but they write, you know, the music together. They're, to me, like the most New York City band. Like, they're just, you know, in their 20-somethings. And this album, I feel like, is one that will put them in a place that they might not be comfortable with. Like, because it has the makings for, like, a really well-received cult-building album. Like, I just think that they're going to blow up after this one. But in spite of all that, I love it for... I love the song content. All of the songs are very different and have his vocalization is so interesting. Like, I was telling Malachi, in one of the songs, he sounds like Rufus Wainwright. And then in another song, he sounds like Freddie Mercury. And then he's like also got this growl and like a very punk vibe in some songs, like in the title track, Getting Killed, they have this Ukrainian choir that's like doing these chants behind this really gnarly guitar work. Mm. And I don't know. They're going to be playing in Minneapolis on October 18th at the Amsterdam, which is like such a small venue.
It's got to be sold out.
I'm sure it is. And I think next time they come through, it will be like Palace Theater or art. Like, I think it's going to be a huge release for them. And I just feel like a show from them would be so, like, you just feel it. It's just like a good energy and a strong energy. They're on Partisan Records, same label as like Fontaine's DC, kind of have the same sort of energy a little bit as like Television or Parquet Courts or, you know, kind of in that vein of little punk, little indie rock. All the things. I chose the song Bow Down. I had a really hard time because I love 100 Horses. I love Husbands. I love Trinidad. But this one is one that I just feel like the beat is just, it's there. So this is Bow Down from Geese off their latest album, Getting Killed.
And I was kneeling on the turnpike. Maria's dead bones.
Talk about songs where you don't know where it's going next.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to say next. I don't know where his voice is going as far as like the melody. And I also don't know where the band's going either.
No.
But it's always like so fun and catchy.
It sounds like he's singing his own song and then somehow it locks into just miraculously a song that the band made up.
I actually love that.
Love that. That's really, really good. Yeah. They worked with Kenny Beats.
Yep.
I don't know if folks don't know Kenny Beats. He became this like iconic hip hop producer who would hang out and he would live stream with rappers and he would just make beats out of random sounds. And then these rappers would just go super hard over them. And the drumming sort of, I think, like draws a little influence from that. It's just like, it's so cool.
I read one article, an interview with them talking about working with Kenny and just how amazing it was, but also how one day Kenny got so lost in doing these hand claps, like recording hand claps, that they were like, they spent an entire day on hand claps. And like the whole band left the day like, we forgot to record the song. Like we didn't actually record anything other than hand claps. But like how Kenny can sort of get down these pathways, yes. but then like puts it together in a way that it works. I don't know. Love
super
that.
Intriguing band. Yeah. So October 18th, you're going to get us on the list and we're all going. Yeah.
I'm
going
to do my best, Dan.
Okay. That might be the night.
I also read an article about, or I saw a headline saying how to differ.
I got something for this.
Geese and Goose, how to tell these bands apart. And in that same interview, they were joking about how they were listening to a bunch of Goose while they were making this album.
I got one. Goose is gas. Wait, no. Geese is gas. Goose is grass. Because they're jam bands and they all smoke weed.
Ooh. Well, that's a generalization.
Okay. Whatever. Geese is gas. Goose is grass.
Are you saying they don't, Kari?
No, I'm not saying that actually at all.
No, I just meant like goose broadly that the jam band fans are gas. Known for their indulgence. You know, that's what I'm getting at.
This is true.
I don't know about the band themselves. They could be sober.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you don't know in today's world.
Yeah. It's about jam bands.
Yes.
How do you tell them apart?
Oh, they're very different.
Well, no, I meant the article. What did it say?
Oh, well, it just talked about how one is, I mean, it was a very, like, actually plainly written article about, like,
Goose is
one
this band.
Is a jam
Geese
band,
is this band,
one is an indie rock band, and it was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Huh.
Yeah, I never heard of Goose until I was talking about how much I liked the previous Geese record, and people are like, oh, you mean Goose? I'm like, no, nope. It's Geese. And they're like, oh, because Goose is a band, too, and I'm like, never heard of them. And then when that was explained to me, I continue to have never heard of them.
I was going to say Geese is much more up your alley than Goose. I will just say. I will just tell you that.
Yes.
All right. That is this month's Spin That Ish.
Spin That Ish.
Is that what we're calling it this month?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see what the fans say. Maybe they want it again and again.
This is true. Let us know what you are listening to. Text 218-326-1234 or email music@kaxe.org.
There you go. Spin That Ish, our monthly music recap. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And now it's time for the World Cafe.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE.